Well, Iran has slammed a decision by the United States to deny a visa to Tehran's newly appointed ambassador to the United Nations.
The U.S. decision to deny visa to Iran's appointed diplomat is not acceptable for us. There are channels to follow this issue in the United Nations, and we will decide on the best way to follow this. The U.S. administration is well aware of the fact that the Islamic Republic of Iran considers the visa denial unacceptable.
Zarif made those remarks while speaking to reporters in the Austrian capital, Vienna. He also said Hamid Aboutalibi is a veteran, experienced diplomat who has been Iran's ambassador to several European countries. Zarif's comments came after the U.S. Senate passed a resolution that is aimed at preventing Aboutalibi from entering the U.S. The White House has also described Aboutalibi's nomination as not viable. Washington accuses the Iranian diplomat of having a role in the takeover of the U.S. embassy in Tehran back in 1979. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined with Mr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, who is an author and political scientist, and he's now joining us on the line from Boston. Mr. Afrasiabi, thanks for joining us now. What really is happening behind the scenes? Why exactly is Mr. Aboutalibi not being allowed to be the U.N. ambassador for Iran?
Well, I think if you look at the list of members of U.S. Congress who have taken the lead in opposing Mr. Aboutalibi's nomination by sponsoring the legislation, these are the same folks who opposed the Geneva Agreement and are really in opposition to substantive nuclear negotiations between Iran and the West. So they're using this as an excuse in order to undermine the talks.
And so, Mr. Afrasiabi, what will happen, do you think, going forward then, considering, you know, Iran has already put forth his name, and he has been an ambassador to several countries, as Iran has said as well?
Well, my understanding is that the process is still ongoing, and there is no final decision on the part of the U.S. administration. And hopefully the decision will not be an adverse one, since that would put the U.S. at odds with its own international obligations, because there's a series of treaty agreements with the U.N., with the U.S. as the host country, that exempt the top-going diplomats from the regular immigration procedures. So the U.S. is really not in a position to pass judgment on the qualification of Iran's choice for the permanent position at the United Nations. And so legally it's questionable, politically it's unwise, because Mr. Aboutalibi, in addition to being a career diplomat and so on educated, is also in line with the vision and the pragmatic foreign policy orientation of the Rouhani administration, and his appointment is certainly an apt one that will help the Rouhani administration and its foreign policy objectives.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Kaveh Afrasiabi speaking to us live on the line from Boston.